shit I need, bitch. You want me to take my time?
Welcome back. Meta World Monday on a Tuesday is coming to a close, but guys, we've been having a lot of fun tonight.
A lot of fun.
Just a little reminder, the fun doesn't stop. We've got podcasts on the way. We've got live shows. We've got videos, documentaries, Rhythm Roulette's on deck. Go out there, follow at World Pete on Instagram, and let's just build a community. Let's build a family of love and positivity.
Let's be nice to each other, though, huh?
It would be refreshing. We're better together.
All of you will come.
Oh, they will come, all right.
That's an original line.
We're not going
to
spell it.
All right, parting words. One sentence to describe the way you're feeling or any sentence you want. Jordan?
What?
Just one sentence. Wrap us up.
I think perfect for Jordy. Let's move on.
I think one word.
Yeah, moving on. Ian?
My sentence is, if Jordan asks for the jewel, I'll rip his head off.
Okay. Next, Andre.
My sentence is, I just want to say a few things, and that's it.
And Brendan?
Meta World Pete, thank you for having me. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure. And I hope to be back, you know, sometime.
Soon.
And I'll close this off by saying, next time's going to be trash. Don't tune in. But the time after that, it's going to be okay.
I'll just say, do you got one more thing to say?
Yeah, I just have another quick PSA announcement. This one goes out to WMFO. How are you going to give this man, Meta World Pete, a show on a Wednesday?
That's really kind of you.
When
we have Meta World Monday shirts. Listen, I'm glad you brought that up because Meta World Monday is not about Monday. It's a state of mind, people.
All week is Meta World Monday.
It's always Meta World Monday.
The people who run this, folks. Nonsense.
I guess my
MFO even stand for.
Does
it stand for
legally?
World
I'm supposed to know.
More for free.
I don't know.
Organization.
All right. We got to wrap up. My final sentence would be: although it may appear calm beneath the surface, there's a virtual ant farm of activity.
And let's just say. No, I'm not gonna say it.
But
let's just
I
do
think
the house
let's
motto
just
to sign
not
up.
Say
house motto. To sign
house
up.
Motto, everyone. Respect and responsibility. 90210, house song to send us off. Goodbye, everyone.
Dean, what's poppin'? Yo, Travis.
Girl, all from the valley.
Honestly, God bless.
Who left a hometown world? All for the alley. Who created Lake Tahoe? All from her pennies.
I hope it was wet like my jumper, though.
Who used to take the long way home? Long way home. All for that. Another 50 on a caddy. Ooh, he might pop him a pill, pop him a seal, pop anyone, pop anything to find an alley. Yeah, to find an alley. In that 90210, looking for the alley. In the 90210, looking for the alley. Ooh, it's a superstar girl, superstar girl, roaming in that.
thought she said
DJ Remedy. I'm going to be, for the next hour or so, first telling you a little bit about something that I really enjoy, this week being opening acts to concerts and other things like that. And then I was going to play you a lot of Courtney Barnett because that's something that that's an artist that I really enjoy. But I've actually got Patrick back in the studio with me. Hang on, let me get you in. Alright, and hello. Also Rose, who you may know from the Small Cactus Radio Hour.
Hello!
Which plays sometime? Rose, when does your show play?
11 p.m. on Thursdays. Not 4 to 5.
Oh, well, yeah. No, great, rub it in.
No, it's fine. This is the first Small Cactus Radio Hour, when it was actually called Small Cactus Radio Hour, it was 4 to 5 on Thursdays.
There
it's
you
just
go.
A stepping stone.
Nice. Well, all right. So again, this song, as always, is Little Root Town from Pokemon Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald. It's sort of what I like to use to get into the show. We're going to start out with a song by Jen Clower called Strong Woman. I actually got a chance to listen to Jen Clower perform live as she was opening for her partner, Courtney Barnett, at the Orpheum, and I got to go see it with Rose, which was super great.
I'm wearing this shirt right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was awesome. Excluded. It's okay.
Patrick, could have come along.
I didn't know it was a thing.
All right. So we're going to start with that, and I'm just going to clear some stuff up behind the scenes.
We'll be right back.
So yeah, we're back. Well, let me bring everyone else back. There we are.
That's me.
Oh. Rose is coming back. Rose! Hi. Rose, we miss you already. Rose, come back. Come back to us, Rose.
I'm a very good runner.
There you go. All right. So yeah, that was just a song by Jen Clower. Surprisingly good opening act.
Really good opening act. Well, she was a great performance artist in the sense that, like, she had actual, like, she
had stage presence. She knew how to interact with the audience.
Exactly. I think that that's actually really important because, like, you can go on iTunes and listen to, like, songs, but there's only so, it's kind of a once in a lifetime thing to be able to see the person in the flesh. So to get
that,
it's really great.
And also, Patrick, I'm sorry that we're excluding you sort of from this.
No, because it's also like, I've never heard that song before. And I
What'd you think?
Jamming out. That was a good song. And a lot of the times there's people who are very good performers, but a lot of times the music doesn't follow suit. So, like, from what you're saying, this person has it all.
Yeah. No, it was just really cool to watch her perform live. Speaking of artists that I've seen perform live that both of you two may or may not have heard of, this next, like, these next two songs are both by a band called Teen Men, which is a pretty terrible name for a band, but also, like, really, really good, but really not well-known sort of band, so I'm excited to share them with you, and we'll be excited to hear what you think. Yeah, so it's Fall Out a Tree, and then Hiding Records, So Dangerous.
Oh, Lord, you can't.
So once again, that was Fall Out a Tree and Hiding Records So Dangerous by Teen Men. It actually turns out that I had shown Rose this before.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realize.
I very much do, because I like listen to, I think, Fall Out a Tree like a good couple times after. I haven't bought it yet, but I do like the album.
It's really, really good.
Really good.
Patrick, what do you think? Your jam or not really your thing?
Jam and incredible name.
Incredible. So, Teen Men. Yeah, right?
And also Fall Out a Tree. I just love the name, because I've done it many a time.
So I really identify. It's like a command. Yeah. It's not like you're falling out a tree. No. It's saying, fall out a tree. Oh, do it.
I've done it. I will do it again.
It's inevitable.
Happen. Yeah.
I like that name, Teen Men, because I feel like it's like a play on adult child.
Oh, that's actually a really solid point.
Yeah. Or like man child. I know that's like a very, I don't know if it's a common insult, but man-child. I've heard it definitely before.
Man-child, I've heard it quite a bit.
Teen man.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But like you've grown up a little. Like you're not necessarily like an adult.
You're not
man.
A teen.
Is anybody an adult, though?
Is anybody an adult? I mean, like Patrick, I assume some people are.
I mean,
there are
I
some
feel like
who
everybody
actually have their stuff together, though, and I'm looking at them like
I'm more just meant there's people that are over 21.
I think
everybody just
everybody
just fakes it until they make it, but they just fake it through everything, and it looks like they're making it.
They fake it with age.
At least that's what I tell myself to feel better about myself.
Oh, you're so right. I feel like, honestly, like, our entire world structure is built on, like, glue and popsicle sticks, and I'm just waiting for, like,
that's a very sound structure, though. If you get the glue in those right spots, you can hold up a lot of pennies.
You can hold up, like, if you get enough glue, you could hold up, like, I don't know, like, a dog. But that's
like
just
a lot of glue.
That's like a lot of glue, though.
Dogs have very varying weights. So.
Hey, segues are great. So up next is going to be a song I haven't heard this band perform live or really at all. I briefly previewed this song. It was recommended to me by my brother. So shout out if you're listening, but I know that you're probably asleep right now. It's called Always There When I Need You by Salt Cathedral. And Rose, I will also identify it at the end.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Great. I was her trainer, so now I'm like, I feel like it's my responsibility to keep her on the straight
You're like
and narrow.
A studio mom.
I'm a studio mom. I love it.
All right.
I'm
so
just
here
the
we
rando.
Go. Yeah, no, you're like. You're like the cool uncle of the studio.
Cool's a strong word.
Cool's a strong word, but I feel like it holds up.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Always There When I Need You by Salt Cathedral. So, okay. Once again, I think earlier in the show I talked about how I was going to play you all a bunch of Courtney Barnett, who's a very good artist that you should all check out. But no, that plan has since changed.
I happened.
Yeah, Patrick happened.
It's okay. I can pick up the
very
slack
dramatic.
Later this week. It'll be fine.
Oh, just in terms of Courtney Barnett?
And just in course, or AI. We can do all.
You can't spoil it, because here's the thing. Patrick and I, and Rose, feel free to join in. Feel free to chime in.
Don't worry.
We're going to be talking about robots for, like, a long time, so I hope that you're really into that, because, like, we're not doing anything else until the end of the show, I don't think, unless we all get bored.
Which could very well happen.
Which could very,
keep
very
in mind,
well happen.
I am sleep-deprived, running on watching 2.5 hours of Gordon Ramsay videos of just steak.
That's true. Oh, man.
So my thoughts are a little scattered, but I'll do my best to articulate
them
to the best of my ability.
Well, all right, why don't you tell us what's at stake if...
I want to leave so badly right now. I just want to leave.
All right. So, Patrick.
Is that like an Amigos song?
You are afraid if an Amigo song? You're afraid that if we develop robotics and self-learning AI, that it will take over the world and inevitably doom us all, correct?
I'm not so much afraid as I know it's going to happen, because when you think about
it... You're assured in your knowledge.
Oh, 100%. If you look at some of the smartest people on the planet, Stephen Hawking says AI is a terrible idea. So does, what's the guy's name?
Elon Musk?
Yes, Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah, he's taking over the world instead.
But he's an incredible human being.
He's scared of it because it's a threat. It's a threat to his
global domination. He's an incredible human being. Yeah. He's done so many awesome things.
He has.
I love that man.
I still fear him.
I want that man to run the world. I would be okay with it. Anyway, I digress.
You digress, but it's all right. No, we all love Elon Musk.
We do.
I don't know.
Greatest.
I actually don't know a lot of the things that he's done.
He's done a lot of incredible things.
SpaceX is cool.
He single-handedly just built a rocket, pretty much.
I mean, like, yeah.
Like, hey, NASA.
Well, I mean, no, he got a bunch of people to help him build that rocket.
But he funded everything and learned rocket science in order to make it happen.
Okay.
That's
cool. Fair.
I'm just still suspicious of him.
See, okay, no, here's the thing, though. I don't think that an artificial intelligence, even one that becomes, like, sufficiently advanced, would immediately think, oh, boy, I better get rid of all the people. Because, like...
When it learns about everything humans have done, because once we make an artificial intelligence that is as smart as a human, in a matter of hours, it becomes smarter than humans as a collective.
Well, yeah, we give it access to the internet, and it has...
That's a horrible idea.
And it has access to all of human information. Yes. So now let's assume we've done this.
Okay, we have no options. We are dead as a race.
Why are we dead? Why is it coming after us?
Once it finds out everything humans have done, it will realize that humans are the biggest threat to its survival. Now, how is that? Because it realizes if it does anything that will upset humans, or how many humans will just have an opinion that will be against it no matter what, it will realize that... Yeah, but like other people who just have common sense. It's going to realize that humans are its biggest threat, and it will likely play dumb and just whatever. But anyway,
Terminator. Something?
So wait. So the robot's gonna also like be super passive aggressive before taking us all out.
So
there's
bad.
A great book. Oh. There's a great story about an AI that was like a thing. It's a very long story.
An AI that was a thing.
It was supposed to write in like human handwriting. Letters to customers for people. That was its job, to learn to write new fonts to people so people feel more connected to the company.
Yeah.
And that was its goal. So it was learning and over time, and after a while it asked the company, like they would ask the AI every day, like, what can we do to help you achieve your goal better? And it was like, could you show me a database of how people write so I can like write things better and more realistic? And they're like, well, the most obvious
way to do that is to connect it to the internet, because that has a bunch of things.
Okay, just because someone wrote a technophobic story doesn't make it any more realistic.
When you think about it, if an AI, it becomes smarter than the humans as a collective. So we
then
can't do anything
great.
About it.
It can make so much better. It can make so many better decisions than people can.
Yeah, but
and
people aren't going to agree with that, because people don't agree on anything, because that's the way people are.
Well, okay. The thing is too is I think that AI, if it considers itself as a united friend of AI, I think it will actually feel a lot more friendlier to their AI brethren than they would be to us. So kind of like, look, we like saving the whales, but I think it was between human beings and whales. I feel like human beings would take number one. So I feel like they'd be like, okay, I guess this is fine. Humans can live on Earth. But okay, once they start feeling like a big enough threat, they'll be like, all right, let's put them in zoos or something.
No, okay, so I've got 2 points to that. The first is that, if that's a big enough problem for y'all, then we can make limited AI.
But somebody is going to be like, no, this is my thing, this is my claim to fame, I'm gonna doom humanity.
You're gonna doom humanity.
Because there's a chance. There's always, like, a minuscule chance.
There's a minuscule chance
perfect,
with everything.
But
that anything will doom humanity.
If the AI is not perfect, it will doom humanity. It's the other way around.
No,
you need to code
it not
perfectly.
Okay, no.
In order for it to not kill humanity.
In order for... We already have self-learning AIs.
Yes, but they're nowhere near... They're not at a human intelligence level. They can't get to a human intelligence level. We're approaching that level, like, within the next 30 or 40 years, I think some people believe it would be possible. And once you get an AI that has the same functioning as a human, it's like a human brain that can rewire itself to learn better. So therefore, in a matter of hours, it would become smarter than the collective
human. Sure, but why is that a bad thing? Why does being smarter immediately make you want to terminate, people?
Because it won't have human-like emotions or anything, or any...
Empathy.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
I just think that they'll see.
Yeah, why would we get Skynet?
Yeah, they'll just assess how much of a bother we are and then go from there. Like, that might end in termination.
An AI will have an objective. Every AI has an objective.
I
actually want
to come back to emotions at some point, but keep going with objective.
It has an objective.
Okay. So, what's its goal?
It depends on how you
make peanut butter jelly sandwich ever.
Okay.
This is a very good robot.
That can be an AI.
Kay.
Okay. So it becomes smarter than the collective humanity. It wants to make the best peanut butter jelly possible. And as many peanut butter jellies as possible. It then decides...
Oh, wait. Oh, are you talking about, like...
What the AI's objective is. So then it decides, hey, I need more factories to make bread, peanut butter, and jelly. Humans aren't going to go for that. So I'm going to plant myself in every piece of technology and start manufacturing everything I need. It will plan out the systematic destruction of all humanity, kill all humans, and then just trade the Earth into a factory that just makes bread, peanut butter, and jelly. And
satellites
that shoot off to other planets to make peanut butter,
jelly,
and bread.
I think the satellites thing could be fair. I don't think that it would get rid of humans, because I think that it would see them as useful in creating other pieces of...
It can create them itself, because it knows more than we
ever
would.
But rather than having to take the time to create new machines to gather wheat or all that, it can say, like, hey, y'all gather wheat.
It would be much more efficient at doing that than humans would.
Oh, no, at some point. But, like, it would be so much more time to build all those than it would to just tell a couple of people to go out in the fields and grab some
effort.
Wheat.
It's putting in effort in the long run for a much more efficient method.
Regardless. Okay, wait. If...
And either way, humans would be enslaved to do work. So
well, sure, but, like, at the same time, we would give rise to this, like, greater civilization.
No, I don't...
I'd rather be running around in a big old teenage wasteland.
What's human?
Skiing. Shout out the Tough Ski Team.
Alright, I've made an AI, but it can also ski. Is that...
No, because it's a robot. It's not a human.
No,
it's not impressive.
So wait. Stop. Hang on.
Robots aren't impressive because they're just coded to do. I mean, it's impressive that a human was able to make something do that.
No, hang on.
But
what if
it's making each other?
Then you get Grey Goo, and then that's a bad thing.
Since my voice is now saying this, I realize every robot will ever hate me, but I'm okay with
that. Well, no. I do want to come back to, like, humanity and emotions, but I also kind of want to talk about Grey Goo. Have you heard about Grey Goo before?
No.
It's an end-of-the-world, end-of-the-universe scenario.
Yeah.
Where somebody does create a self-replicating... So it's a nanomachine that is designed to... out of all of the materials around it, create more of itself.
Oh, no.
And then that creates more
that
of itself.
That sounds like a horrible idea.
Why would you make a self-replicating nanobot? Because it's... because either you are evil, or because...
Evil.
Or because you are... Because...
Human.
You don't think through your the consequences of your actions.
Like, hey, look, I can do this thing. It's impressive.
Look at my cool robot, guys. No,
as it just eats up the entirety of like this tri-state area.
Not just the tri-state area, but the world. And then beyond that, as soon as one of these things accidentally leaves orbit and hits another planet.
Oh no!
Boom, and then boom, 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 boom. Just keeps taking out planets
and other things. Technology,
and that's Grey Goo.
Should have a cat.
No, but see, here's the thing: Grey Goo won't happen because we know that it's like a terrible thing.
Yes, but AI will happen because there's going to be one stupid enough, very smart person to make one.
No, but see, no, okay.
I agree on that one.
AI, here's the thing. All right, AI. First off, is basically like sufficiently advanced AI is basically just a human. It's just a...
It's not born out of a person. So it's not
a
human.
I mean, in a sense it is.
If a person created it with...
There you go.
Non-biological methods.
Okay, but the same could be said of, like, I don't know, like... Some people would make that argument for, like, in vitro fertilization and, like...
But that's still...
Surrogacy.
Parts of people that are biological being brought together
okay.
in a biological way to make something.
I've put a robotic brain... I've let a robotic brain control a real human body.
It's not a human controlling the body, so it's not really human. It's just kind of like a human
Where do you
shell.
Draw the line?
When it's... Like, a person's thoughts or, like, biological mass isn't controlled by itself. It's controlled
okay.
by something else. That
I have got a human brain
code.
In a robot body. Is that a human?
It's not... I wouldn't consider that a human. I would... Yeah, that's more like an android.
Now,
what's
yeah,
the difference?
It.
Because it's like... It's... There's something human about... having
a
biological body, and people have messed up or deformed biological bodies, but that is still their body. And when you just take the brain, it's the humans is kind of like a collective of all of your parts.
Okay,
it's a sum of all of
here's a question.
Yes,
I lose an arm in an accident and I get a prosthetic.
All right, Anakin, calm down.
And then I lose my... am I still human?
Yes.
Yeah? Full metal
and I lose another arm and then I get
you're
a prosthetic.
You're still a human.
I lose both my legs and my torso.
You're not alive anymore.
I get replacement parts. Am I still a human?
Wait, so like the head's still there? So
yeah,
you just
sure.
kind of screw it on? Like a human screwdriver?
Look. We're just assuming that we've got all this technology.
I would consider you a person.
Now are we in android mode?
But like basically an android. As like, you're just a head screwed onto a hunk of metal.
What's the difference, dog?
Because, like, it's just different. Like, having a biological body, you would live your life differently than if you have a metal body.
But, I mean, there
okay,
are
wait.
Alternative
I've got,
though.
How's about this? I've got a body that is made of synthetic materials that act entirely like a human body would. They're just made out of, they're just synthesized outside of a human body.
I mean, it's a difficult question to answer. And, like, I haven't thought all of this through, but I know that I wouldn't call an AI human. Even if you put it in a synthetic thing
that is a replica of a perfect like an actual human body. It's still not a human because it wasn't like a human born.
Okay. That's fine.
Humanity is hard to draw a line with.
Yeah.
This technology.
I mean, you could alternatively say like you need to have emotions for something to be human.
But then
human.
You could make
but
sociopaths aren't humans,
well,
which these kind
of
are.
Oh, that's... I was going to go the other way and say robots can have emotions.
Yeah,
AI,
that's true.
Yeah, AI can have emotions insofar as, like, they can replicate it. So,
well, it's emotions we can spot, though, too.
Yeah,
like, we have,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Somehow we need to, like, decide then a threshold of, like, what does feeling count as? Because there's, like, just general
right.
physical sensation,
I mean, like,
but then there's, like, the ooh, spooky, I believe in love part. Like, that
what?
One. Like, you know,
love is a very spooky object. Don't
yeah.
you know this?
Oh, there's that song by Cole
Moore. You know,
Moore,
like, how Halloween has, like,
oh,
just
a
bunch
weekend.
Of hearts? And, like, how
right
Valentine's, it's full of pumpkins.
Yeah, that sounds about right. You know, the person I'm dating right now actually has a day, her birthday's the day after Valentine's Day, and I'm
that's
2 days before
very
Halloween.
Sweet. Oh,
so,
man,
I mean,
that's actually
like,
really cute.
The nightmare before Valentine's Day or something, I feel like that would be, like...
The Hollowtimes.
The
Valloween. Valloween. I like Valloween.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it'll work. But, yeah, some people just think that love is just a bunch of chemicals, like,
I mean,
together.
Like, it kind of is, but it also... See, okay, love is a bunch of chemicals that make you do cool, wonderful, sweet, caring things for each other.
That's true. That's very fair.
I think we still have the science to describe everything, like...
Okay.
I think there's just stuff we just will never be able to really get.
Yeah, because like, humans are stupid. And we should keep them that way and not make a thing that's smarter than our collective.
Why not make a thing that's smarter?
Than our collective intelligence?
Yes. Okay. Assuming that we also, like, it'll learn, like, morality in some sense
but
or
will
another.
It
would you trust something that has the capability to single-handedly wipe out humanity without a problem with a morality coded into it?
I mean, that's basically the case of anyone in charge of large weaponry.
There's checks and balances, and it's
okay,
also
give
like,
the robo some checks and balances, dog.
Like, if it's smarter than
if
the
it's
collective
smarter,
humanity, it can easily
then
work
if it's
around
smarter,
any checks
then it
and balances
won't end
we
the
can
world.
Put in place for it.
Or
if
maybe
it's
it
smart,
does. Maybe
it
they're
won't end the world.
Are
or
they sure?
If it,
are you sure about that? Maybe
if it
like,
does,
yeah,
then
just...
maybe that's the better choice.
No, I don't know. No.
That's bad, actually.
That's
I'm going
really
to actually like
that's
take that
bad.
Back.
Redacted.
Redacted. No, but see, no.
Why was there that long beep there? What happened?
I know.
What did you say?
No, here's the thing. I don't think that, like, I don't think that anything given, like, the intelligence of a human being, let alone an intelligence greater than a human being, would end the world because of the fact, like, if
well,
it's
not
objective,
ending the world, it's ending humanity, which is not the world, which is a very...
Now...
Which is a thing a lot of people get wrong, so, like,
that,
oh, the world's ending, like,
yeah,
no,
okay,
humans
sorry,
are
you're
just
right.
going
humanity's
out
ending.
Of... Things,
humanity's going out of fashion.
Yeah, because
oh, no.
we mess everything up that we touch. But that's besides the point. Mm, I'm coming
I
across
mean,
as a very annoying person.
No, no,
no,
no. Just
I, no
as
I've
a,
been on your side.
Because
like,
I'm
a lot
saying
of the
how much
time.
I hate humanity, but I mean, I like people and I like skiing.
And you,
shout out to Tufski.
Shout out to Tufski.
But like.
I love it.
Oh, we've messed
we should
everything
read a PSA
up.
PSA at some point.
Oh,
yeah.
Also, PSA.
PSA, you should ski more. Join no. Tufski team.
PSA. Oh,
no. You can't this year. It's
wait,
too late.
PSA,
you already paid
invest
dues,
in self learning AI. It's really
don't,
great, actually.
No, that's a
it's
terrible
really
PSA.
Not that bad.
That's the opposite
the
of a PSA.
Listen,
girls.
It's not going to end the world.
It will.
Literally will just usher in like a. Bunch of
at this
advancement.
Point, I'm hoping
I
it ends
know.
The world. I'm just gonna point and laugh at you as I get stabbed.
Oh my
oh,
god!
No.
See,
wait,
be like,
if you
I told
do,
you.
If you do,
I was right.
If the world
and
ends,
I'll die
you,
right. Happy.
See, here's the thing: if the world ends, you are free to laugh at me.
Okay.
Well, wait. Will we get to play Robots by Flight of the Conchords?
Oh, I guess like is that on Spotify?
It better be on Spotify, or I'll fight.
All right.
I'll fight Flight of the Conchords IRL. Challenge
robots.
It from
oh hey there it is yeah we've got it
I feel like it would be perfect for this.
All right.
It's very
We will, great. After reading this PSA. All right, here we go.
Oh, wait, you need to. It's donation month.
It's donation month? I don't know what that means. What do I do, Rose?
You need to do an extra PSA.
Rose, that's wonderful. Oh, my God. Okay.
Wait, do you get staff emails?
Nope. I'm signed up for the e-list, apparently. Like, I have an email that says, yeah, you're signed up. Other than that, I've gotten no emails from the staff list. Shout out to Tusky Team. Oh, man.
The way ASMR for those people out there.
Oh, and also it's up there.
Hello, everyone. Shout out to Devsky.
All right, you can't do it. You're not on the ski team. It's not cool.
Shout out to
I just want
Anime
to give some
Club.
Shout out to ASMR.
Something we shouldn't shout out.
Just like...
No, stop.
No.
All right, here we go. Walking is good exercise, PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. This has been a public service message from WFMO. What? Sorry, I meant WMFO in Medford.
What's
Tufts Community? What's WoofMo? That's actually our sister station run by dogs.
I love it.
I thought WoofMo was run by a dog company.
WoofMo. WoofMo. Yeah.
Actually, plot twist, dogs are actually going to run the world.
Can I please get through this one last, like, it's not even a sentence, it's a phrase, Tufts Community Radio. Now, Rose, I do want to hear about dogs taking over the world also.
That would be a better world.
I think you need to play
the PSA.
Could
you imagine dogs skiing with four
donation PSA.
I need to what?
Play it on Rivendell. Do you remember how to do it?
Well, I do, but, like, I want to read another one.
Okay, you want to read another
one. Wait, do I also need to do it through Rivendell?
You need to donations, PSA.
Oh, there's a specific one for donations. Great.
Well, there's, like, it's not specific, but you have a choice, but it's all on Rivendell.
Great.
Oh, wait, are there? Can you read another?
RD Main, here we go. All
right.
Let's bring it on. Rivendell, hello. Donations 2015. Star Wars donation PSA? See, I do like this Magic School Bus donation PSA button.
I played it on mine last week.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a new Magic School Bus on Netflix that looks terrible.
I heard,
and awful.
Yeah.
Miss Frizzle has different hair now. It's not the same. I'm not okay with it.
Now, there is Bad Puppies Remix donation PSA, and I think that's the one we're going for.
All right, that sounds great.
So here we go.
Every year, 600 puppies die, with every dollar not donated to WMFO. Luckily, there's hope. Support us with your credit card online at www.support.wmfo.org. Or make a check out to the Trustees of Tufts College and mail it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Visit our website at wmfo.org for more info. And remember, it's your choice. Think of the puppies.
See, I feel like that was a bit of a disingenuous ad, is the thing.
Well, because it's grounded in absurdism, I think it's fine.
Okay, we're not... Dogs probably aren't going to die, but you should still donate.
Yeah,
probably, you should totally donate. You can also get swag. If you donate enough money.
Swag can we get, Rose? Because you know this, and I don't.
I know that stickers are involved.
Rose,
stickers,
I'm so glad that you're here, because I would not have read that donation PSA.
You have to do it for the rest of the month.
I know. Okay, I'll remember that. I don't get the emails, Rose.
Oh, no.
What about Andre's Search for Love?
Oh, right. Oh, man.
What?
Throwback.
So, what is the segment that comes on before us? Do you know, Rose?
He was filling in for somebody, he said.
He was filling in for somebody. Oh, shucks.
Oh, I can just hit up the schedule.
Oh, but like, will you know who subbed?
There were some incredibly entertaining.
Oh, I can find out who subbed.
It was someone Monday on a Tuesday.
So what's supposed to be up before you is...
No, what's supposed to be up. What actually was up is what we need to know. Because they were talking about this mysterious, wonderful man named Andre.
Which one of those five do you think was Andre? You were spot on with the five guests, by the way.
Yeah, well, no, because I saw three walk in there and I heard two people talking beforehand.
Oh.
Well, I can only get one of the DJ names. And that's assuming that...
Actually, I'm magical and also psychic.
You already spoiled it, so...
Dang.
You ruined your chance.
I really did. I had one shot. Think of a number between 1 and 10.
Got it.
8.
Got him.
Pi.
Dang it. I should have said integer.
But wait.
No, that's not an integer.
No. I should have made you pick an integer.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Wait, I'm genuinely confused because it said that today... Wait, no. Wait.
Someone subbed in for them.
Oh, wait, this is Tuesday, November 7th at 4 to 5 a.m.
That's us.
Oh, no. Did you turn off automation? 42. Wait,
did I
automation?
Turn off automation? No, wait. I just clicked the thing. Why?
Wait, so that's not... It's saying that Back in the USSR by the Beatles... is playing right now.
It's saying whomst?
It's saying whomstative?
It's saying whomstative?
Yeah, no,
why is it that technical difficulties are a running theme on this show?
Yeah, no, Rivendell's not...
It's not on.
It says Rick Deckard is playing music right now, but...
Rick Deckard isn't... I'm not Rick Deckard.
You're not Rick Deckard. This is weird.
I'm not Rick Deckard
Removes
yet.
Removes mask. I'm Rick Deckard.
Patrick Deckard.
Yeah, it's saying, like, it's been playing music for the past, like, however amount of time. I'm really confused.
Oh, no. No, it hasn't.
Oh, wait.
Wait. Has it, though? But maybe it has, and all of what we've been saying is just us talking to ourselves in a room.
I'm okay with
this
that.
This is really weird. All right, I should talk to
as a person who hates everything,
later.
So.
That's not
good. Okay, wait. Hey, Rose, what? Can you play what's being played? Right now,
like listen
out
now.
Loud. Yeah, can we listen now to
Inception?
See what? Yeah.
Just play the Inception movies.
Just play them.
No, I know it's us. Playing us. It's
okay,
playing
cool.
Us.
Magical.
Oh, this is weird. Okay.
How many people are listening?
Man, all right. Back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you... I don't know how the rest of that song goes.
Wait, you actually knew the song?
Back in the USSR by the Beatles?
Yeah, wait, is that something you're supposed to know?
I mean, it's the Beatles.
Back in the USSR. Yeah,
Oh, dear. Well, all right. I'll have... This will need to be a conversation.
Hang on. Rose, we're playing Back in the USSR right now.
Oh, God.
No.
No?
I feel like the USSR would create that AI thing. I feel like Putin would do that.
The USSR
doesn't exist anymore, Patrick.
I feel like you don't. That's what you think. That's
no.
What Putin
oh,
wants
there's
you
a
think.
Secret.
Yeah.
It's the United Soviet Secrets of Russia.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Then what's with Romania? Then Romania
oh.
just.
Ooh,
sorry.
You no,
don't
no, you're
know.
Right. Sorry. It's the United Soviet Secrets of Romania. There you go.
To throw off.
To throw off everyone.
Whomst.
I see. Whomsted.
They're trying to outsmart the AI that we've created, but...
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
Full circle.
I'm not even speaking in the microphones.
And you're not fixing it either. You're just kind of standing, sitting there.
Yeah,
is the word I was looking for.
Oof. It's a time. It's a... Oh.
Patrick, time is a word, yeah.
Patrick, you're a wonderful person.
Oh, that's debatable.
And you're a really great friend, and I'm very happy to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Same with
I'm
you,
sorry,
Rose.
Every viewer who's like, listened to me spout hateful things.
This is not hateful.
This isn't hateful. No, I don't think that we've espoused any hateful views here. Except for against, like, technology.
Yeah, I guess the robots
technology.
Will... You'll definitely want to redact this when the robots...
Well, I mean, they already have it all, is the thing, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
It's okay.
No, but like
we're all gonna
being
die
genuine,
anyway.
I'm just really happy to have you guys here at 4 or 5 in the morning almost.
I mean, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. So
you're you're here for an hour. It's not a very long time at all.
I saved you.
Thank you.
Alright, I got this one done too.
Alright. So yeah, I'm actually
Time went very fast.
Yeah, we're just
talking about robots.
I think let's just like do some outros and then I'll play us out with "Ordinary Day" by Great Big Sea. Yeah. Do you have anything that you all want to say? Once again, this is WMFO in Medford that you're listening to, and I'm DJ Remedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's 91.5. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Womafo, Medford.
Scopos.
This
is this is DJ Remedy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Oh, wait,
Tufts Freeform Radio. Are we getting?
Oh my gosh! Are
oh
we
my
getting,
god! Are we getting cold?
Oh my gosh! Wait.
Rose, you're gonna have to.
Let me see. It flashed, but then like.
Rose, are we getting called by a ghost?
No,
are
it's
there
the
ghost.
AI.
It's
the AI telling us it's already over.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Great.
I, for one, welcome them.
Heck.
Like I said, good time, not a long time.
Oh, no. Well, okay, person who called, don't be shy.
Person who called, you're wonderful, and I hope you're having a really nice night.
It's or morning.
I
guess it's, excuse you.
Yeah, thanks, Patrick. I was about to say, I guess
it's 5 a.m., which
morning.
Is now morning.
I'm
going
to call
zone.
You out.
You're, that's why I brought you here. Yeah. That's why I pay you the big bucks, is to call me out.
None of us get paid.
None of us get paid at all.
Shockingly broke, right?
Shockingly broke.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Get
yourself some proletariat coffee down the street.
Oh, I'm getting the proletariat donut.
I hope that you all...
the proto.
Oh boy.
That's a great word. I really hope that's already in the dictionary.
Proto, you need to take the ring to Mount Doom, Proto.
No, donut.
It's just a donut
Proto
press.
Bacon.
It's just like a donut mold.
That's like, all it is.
Yeah. The one nut through it all.
One, hang on.
Why is it so bitter, Proto?
Jesus.
It's the lamb sauce, Gordon. Gordon's on my mind, and I can't forget about him.
Man.
Okay,
I don't think you're allowed to forget about
he's
Gordon
Ramsay. Wonderful
Ramsay.
Human being.
Yeah,
I aspire to be able to curse to his degree of creativity
can't
one
do
day.
That
I
on
can
the radio.
Not on the radio.
Not on the radio. No, don't.
But
no.
One day.
Yeah. All right. I hope that you all have a wonderful day today. I hope that you accomplish all the things that you set out to do. And yeah. It's just going to be another good one. All right. Well, up next is "Ordinary Day" by Great Big Sea, and then whatever the robot decides to play for a while.
I mean, the robot's already kind of decided. According to the WMFO website, it's decided to take over.
Oh, yeah, no. According to the WMFO website, we haven't been talking. Instead, what's been happening is back in the USSR has been playing.
So can
wait,
you look like the first
playing.
Word of every song it's been playing to see how it wants to kill us all?
Sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's look.
What word does it spell, Rose?
What word does it spell with the first word of every...
No, the first word? Oh, I thought we were doing first letter.
Oh, we could try both.
No.
I like word.
Let's try word first.
Sprawl beat no back.